Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Dozens of alleged members and associates of the organized crime gang, the Latin Kings, face a variety of charges, including racketeering, drugs, and weapons charges. They were arrested yesterday in several Massachusetts cities and other East Coast states. WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
The arrests follow a five-year federal investigation into the Latin Kings. Officials say the gang is responsible for a significant increase in criminal activity throughout Massachusetts, including a recent surge in violence and drug trafficking in New Bedford. FBI Special Agent Joseph Bonavolonta explained how the investigation unfolded.
It all started after we successfully infiltrated the organization at its highest levels, secretly recording chapter, state, and East Coast level meetings. Time after time, we uncovered their planning of brazen acts of violence against those who ran afoul of the gang's manifesto and constitution.
Authorities say gang members also continued to commit crimes while incarcerated in Massachusetts prisons. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling cited former Boston English High School Dean Sean Harrison, who's serving a 26-year sentence for trying to murder a student over a drug debt.
Based on recorded calls while in prison for the shooting, Harrison worked with the Latin Kings to figure out the identity of a confidential informant that was part of the investigation of the shooting in his case, so the Latin Kings gang could find this confidential informant and retaliate against him or her.
The FBI says this is the largest takedown of a gang in the Boston office's history. Lelling says among those arrested was Latin Kings East Coast leader Michael Cecchitelli.
Based on today's filings from his home in Springfield, Massachusetts, Cecchitelli ordered Latin Kings members to aggressively increase gang influence in Massachusetts and along the East Coast, including ordering the murder of those who questioned his authority and authorizing various levels of violence against anyone cooperating with law enforcement.
Dozens of guns, various drugs, cars, and $38,000 cash were seized in the raids. Police also located two teenage boys who had been reported missing and say they were able to prevent eight murders. The suspects face a variety of charges, including violations of the federal RICO statute. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.